Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock, and perhaps you are a brand new listener to the show. Maybe you're listening. Not even by choice right now. Regardless, nice to meet you. I'm Klein. That is Alley.
Hello.
You know him as DJ Omar Khan, the audio sniper, Jake Z Nerd. In the back room, you got Postmaster Johnny. You got Vanessa. And then you got a couple of kids. Those are my kids by birth, I do believe. And they will be in the studio later this hour for a Father's Day themed game that could result in, well, it will result in my embarrassment, but I'm not sure. I think they have a chance to win donuts, or I have a chance to win some. I don't know. What's cool. Golly's been cooking up something behind the scenes
now,
here.
Klein, we're going to make this really exciting because you are going to go head to head with your kids. And if you win, you could win the TV right behind me.
Stop it. Seriously, we got an extra one?
I talked to Uncle Scott, and there is an extra possibly if you kill it on this game.
I don't want to take one away from a listener, though.
No, you won't take one away from a listener.
You're saying I have a chance to win my own 100-inch TV.
Yeah, but you have to have my face on it like that.
Fine, great, I'll take it. That's easy. No problem.
But
wow, I'm so excited.
Do you know your kids well enough? Because
oh, no. Seriously,
we're
my
kinda
kids?
We're going to do it like the Newlyweds game, where you're going to answer questions.
Kids in the room.
Yeah. Answer questions about your kids, like, for example, what's their favorite subject in school? What's the name of their best friend? And if you can answer those simple
questions.
Don't
ask those questions. I wouldn't know. Let's go with some basic stuff, like where do they live? like I know some of that stuff. I don't know the names of their friends, Allie. Come on. Don't make me look like it.
If you're a good father, then you know these basic questions.
There's the Licey kid, the snotty kid.
They have names. That's
the one that punches me in the nuts.
No, that's my kid. My kid's the one who punches me in the nuts.
Oh,
not their friends. They haven't learned that trick yet. All right, well, this will be a fun game. I got to study up then. So we'll get to that coming up this hour in the show. If you'd like a tiny towel, a limited edition Klein Alley Show tiny towel, caller 20 right now. We're going to make that happen for you at 800-520-1067. The official towel of the summer and summer hours on K-Rock. Good morning. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's go ahead and give away a tiny towel. Vanessa's very excited. Every time we give these to someone, she hopes they're not a deep breather. We go to West Covina, and we say hi to, hopefully you're a nice, clean lady. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, no, it's not. Oh. Hi, what's your name?
Socrates.
Socrates. You're calling because you would like to be the proud owner of a tiny towel?
Yes, sir. Why not?
What do you plan on doing with this tiny towel that has Vanessa's face on it?
Oh, I can't say much. I'd rather not say.
Great. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. He doesn't get the towel.
Yeah, he's caller 20.
Stop, Socrates.
He's caller 20.
I think his name is Secrete. He was just saying
it's
that's
Secrete.
What he's going to do all over.
Excuse me. That's not his name. That's his activity. He's Secrete.
I was going to wash my Micro Machine cars.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
That's what he calls his penis.
Yeah, all right, hold on then. Socrates, you get a tiny
micro machine.
I got to tune up my micro machine.
Hey, Alexa. Alexa, you seem like a clean lady, right?
Yes.
Good. What are you planning on doing with the tiny towel?
I'm
Oh, your phone keeps cutting out.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's give it to Socrates. That's fine. It's good stuff back there. All right, let's...
She was going down on someone.
She might need it immediately. Let's bring Alexa her tiny towel ASAP. She needs it. Remember, only use the tiny towel for G-rated reasons. PG-rated at the most, because that's the most important thing. Ali, there's a message for you on the go line about the issue you've been dealing with all week.
Good morning, guys. I'm listening to yesterday's podcast about Ali's dishwasher problems. Ali, oh my God, just wash your damn dish.
No.
Just wash your damn dish. What's so hard about that? You're acting like it's the end of the world. Come on, girl. Get with it. Anyways, love you guys.
Ali lives in a house with two wives and a sink full of dishes, and they cannot seem to figure out how to get them clean because the dishwasher broke.
Yes, and it was broken for over a week. I finally got someone to my place yesterday to look at it, which was a very long process to even get someone there. And then what was I complaining about last week, Klein? The fact that the window, the delivery window.
Oh, yeah, service window. No one respects the window.
Nobody respects the window. I was given a window of between 1 and 5 p.m., and
that's
right,
a huge window, too.
Already a large window.
Right.
I got this phone call. Omar was in the studio when I received this call from a man named Sean, a Russian guy. And this was at 10:46 a.m. And he wanted to come over to my house.
What is a good time for us to come by?
Which is already...
You've already made the window, right? The window is already clear. It's 1 to 5.
The window was set at 1 to 5.
Right. So then he calls you at 10 and says, when's good?
When is good?
Right.
When is good? 1 to 5 is what you said. Oh, I thought that you guys had said 1 to 5 was the delivery window.
Yeah, but we could come now if you want.
Oh, my God. It's like, what is the point? It's just, it's more proof. No one cares about the window.
And
there's no respect.
And then I'd like to scramble and figure out some way to have somebody home to open the place for him to come in.
And doesn't he sound like he has nothing going on right now?
Oh, you even, before I started recording, he was like, hello, do you have a dishwasher?
Was this guy a referral of any sort, or you just
went
random?
This was the company. I had gone through the company, because I had already hired somebody to come in, like a task rabbit, to look at it,
sure.
And he couldn't fix it. So then I went to, like, the supplier, and
Handpicked. This is the shining
specializes
star.
Specializes in these machines.
Right.
I would have to... What time could you be there?
20 minutes, 15 minutes.
That's a good window.
That's he gave you another window.
And I'm like, I'm not even home right now.
Right.
Like, my wife is... She's working from home, but she's in a session right now. Can you come, like, at...
I'll have to she do open the door and forget about we're even there.
Oh, man.
She has to do is open the door and forget we're even there.
Right, but now, why didn't you say to the guy, hey, we agreed to this window. What's that? What happened to our 1 to 5 window?
I do confront him a little bit.
Oh, you
bit.
Do? Okay, good.
Right.
Good.
So we'll be there 20 minutes.
Okay. I guess so the delivery windows are kind of bullshit, huh?
It's kind of, but you know, when you have time, we have more time to work on your machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I mean, I can have her leave the door open.
Yeah, so really good. We're going to ring the door, she opens it up, show us where the machine is, and that's it. That's all she has to do. We're not going to bother, it's like we are not there.
So I'm just supposed to pretend like they're not there, and my wife's going, I don't know if I can do this.
I have everything, and I have to come... physically look at it, see what the problem is. But as you know, nobody could fix anything over the phone.
I didn't think you could fix it over the phone. Yeah, that would be crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy.
This guy's great.
Anyway, I'm going to be inside your house. So this guy shows up, and he's 300 pounds, enormous man.
Right.
And he immediately identifies the problem, and he fixes it, and he fixes an additional thing with the electric that I didn't even know was a thing. And he was like, you want to hire another person or you want me to fix it? I was like, can you fix it? You're here. And he was like, yes, and I'm free. Because I already paid like a one-time fee
for him. Oh, look at you. You love that.
So he ended up being awesome. And I gave him some snacks and I gave him some soda water and stuff.
Did you give him a tip?
No, he left before I.
So, oh my
oh, he
God.
Left before I. Right.
Yeah. He left before I. He guys stood there with his hand up for 20 minutes and then finally leaves. Alan goes, oh man.
That would be crazy.
There's another LaCroix. He put his hand out. Oh, you must want a LaCroix.
I gave him a LaCroix.
One. The guy didn't want that.
This
he wanted
is like a guy from the company. You
doesn't
don't
matter.
Know.
He did extra stuff. You take him, you grease him a little bit.
Look, I did inquire about using his services for other things. I said, hey, you were great. Can I call you for other things?
Can I not tip you again later?
And, no, he hadn't left yet. I said I was leaving and would come back, and then when I came back, he was gone.
Yeah. So, you're probably looking, waiting for it to peel out before you popped up again.
I said, I would love to use you for any other things that we might come up in the house. And he was, he looked at me and he said, no. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, I only work dishwasher. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sure there's other, like, you know, products by this company that we have that, you know, you can help with. And he goes, okay, I go now.
All right, well, there you have it. Like, successful day.
So just because someone sounds a little shady on the phone doesn't mean they can't fix your problem, and he fixed it when nobody else could.
Guy sounds like he was doing my impression from the Taken movie.
It was like a good luck situation. And then he was like, I am going to be inside your house.
Father's Day is on Sunday, and to celebrate, my actual kids will be in the studio next to make me look like a total ass. Which shouldn't be difficult, but that will be happening. If you'd like to watch it, we'll be on YouTube. You can also listen to it. That'll happen next. And we've got a giant TV to give you, or potentially me after that. K-Rock, Klein Ali Show. And in the studio right now, you got Ali, as always. You got me, and then you got the couple of children that are here. I thought that was Vanessa for a second, but that's my own daughter. These are my two girls. They're in the studio now on the live stream as well. Hi, good morning, girls.
Hi.
You were back by popular demand.
Yeah, you were such a big hit the last time you were here during spring break that we decided your first day of summer vacation should be spent right back here at K-Rock to make me look like a fool for Father's Day. Are you
tell
excited?
That one kid to sit up.
Sit up, one kid.
Who's that guy?
That's Omar.
That's the one you hate because he has the song Klein's Kids Hate Him.
And that makes her cry.
That's just a stupid guy.
Right,
the song good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it.
Because my dad's sometimes annoying.
Thank you. All right, great. Wonderful.
Make a new intro, Omar.
Okay.
Sometimes annoying.
It's a great start to the game. Now, Ali has cooked up a game, girls, and if we work together and we prove to everyone listening that I actually know my children, we could win something amazing, something Dad really wants, okay? Do you see that giant TV over there?
Yeah, it's too big. I don't like TVs. I want other stuff.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Wonderful.
See, that's why it works.
I'll make it so you don't get it. All right. Banana boo-boo.
All right. All right, so does it help, girls, that this is a 98-inch QE mini LED TV,
Omar.
A QM6?
You're so not going to get this TV.
Listen to me, girls. Do not sabotage this chance for
Daddy.
Do not throw the game.
Guys.
Do not throw the game.
Fine.
No, it's not funny.
You all, Klein family. You all have to work together as a family to earn this TV.
Come on, please.
In round one, I am going to ask Klein questions about his daughters to see how well he knows them. In round two, I will ask you girls questions about your dad to see how many you guys can get right about each other. If you win the game, you win the TV or any other potential prize that we may
agree on. No, we don't want any other prize.
But you have to agree.
Girl. I want another prize.
Stop it.
You don't even know what it is.
Just take the giant TV.
Okay, all right.
Sienna, do you want a giant TV with Daddy?
Only if,
come on, yes.
Only if
yes. Just say yes. Okay, here we go.
Yes, no.
All right,
so I'm going to ask you a question.
I want to point out my kids are... Oh, thank you. My kids are all jacked up with sugar right now. Apparently, Postmaster Johnny has been giving they've been giving him bowls full of hot chocolate back there all morning.
Oh,
so, she spilled all over her Laker jersey. It's a giant mess.
Well, between Johnny and Vanessa back there, I think it's just that everyone's on the same diet.
They're all eating just sugar and hot chocolate in there.
And chicken fingers.
It's like
and
the
donuts.
Movie Elf in the bathroom. All right, whatever you're ready.
Fuzzle.
All right, calm down.
Hilarious.
Fuzzle.
All right, I don't think we can say that on
you're
the radio.
You're a fuzzle? What's that?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Guys,
all right, that's your first question. What is a fuzzle? Write down your answer.
Listen to Ali. My kid's in the studio now. Father's Day's on Sunday. I'm going to prove I know my kids. Girls, here we go. It's time for us to win.
Penis day?
All right. Your question, your first question, Klein,
For your kids, what is their favorite food? Now, girls, right. Don't say anything yet.
Hold
and
on.
Klein, write down your answer.
Hold on. They have separate favorite.
Hold on.
Say it again. Don't answer yet.
What is their favorite food? This should be pretty simple because you're the one mainly feeding them every single day. And I'm sure if they have a favorite food, they've made it very well known.
Okay.
Are you writing it down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. But listen, hey, girls, don't try to be funny here. I need a real answer.
Okay, I'll do peanuts.
Stop. You know, last warning.
That's a highly problematic favorite food.
If you say it again, Sienna, you're also not on your microphone like we told you. If you say it again, you're gonna have to leave the studio. I'm not playing games
wow,
anymore.
Wow, what a punishment. All right, girls. We'll start with you, Olivia. What is your favorite food?
Answer it honestly. Or else you can't win a prize either.
I know you're thinking about throwing the whole thing out the window.
Throw the game. What is your favorite food?
Cucumber rolls.
All right, Sienna, what's your favorite food?
She's never had that. Sienna, what is your real favorite food?
Mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pasta.
Okay. All right, turn your answer over, Klein.
I wrote mac and cheese and chicken.
Chicken?
Ew. Well, chicken.
What kind of a favorite food is chicken?
I don't like cucumber.
They're crying.
All right,
okay.
Fine. So that one was
question
off.
Number two. I thought that was an easy one.
That was a practice question, I thought.
No, there's no practice questions. Oh. That would take way too long.
Sienna, don't cry. Sienna, the game just started.
All right, I was kidding.
That was being funny.
Question number two. What is the name of their best friends?
Their best friends. One each, yeah. I'm going to write?
One each. All if right. they have the same best friend, then go ahead and write that down. But, you know, if you're dropping them off at play dates and they have birthday parties and all kinds of things, you should probably know who their friend circle is. Especially their best friend.
Who's that one with the snot? Hold on. I'm gonna write.
Are you trying to give him hints, Sienna? That's nice of you.
Hold on, we gotta win this TV. All right, Olivia's gonna say something different to try to throw the game. I can already tell.
So now you're trying to guess what she's going to guess?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I think she's gonna say cucumber roll again.
I think she's gonna say Bo Jackson.
I'm gonna write Bo Jackson. All right, I gotta guess now. All right, do I know my kid's best friend? I think I do.
All right, Olivia, who is your best friend? Give me a name.
My best friend is Olivia D.
I didn't write that, but...
Wait, your best friend is another girl named Olivia?
They're all Olivias. That's the only names they have
all
these
right.
days.
All right, Sienna, who is your best friend?
Luca.
I wrote down that one. I got one right. See, I got Luca right, and I wrote Dylan is your best friend. She's not your best friend, Dylan?
No, she's my friend, but she's not my best friend.
Oh, damn. God. All right, I'll give you a half a point on that.
Jesus.
You did get Luca. And then the final question.
How close are we to getting the TV?
Well, you only have half a point. So.
Oh, man. Girls, we got to work together here. It's Father's
and
Day.
And I wasn't even going to give you the point for mac and cheese because she said pasta. As her favorite food. But
it's because of that song. She wanted us to play the penis pasta song that she sang.
Goddamn. That's a good tune.
It's a great song.
No, all right. Sing it. Do it.
Girls. And then finally, what do your girls want to be when they grow up? This was also a part of Sienna's graduation from kindergarten. Yep, she said what she wanted to be when she grew up. I'm sure that if you talk to your kids on any regular basis, you would know this. And... The unfortunate thing is that Klein has to write these down, and I can't read anything he's writing.
I'm ready. I got them both.
All right, girls. Olivia, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Say what you want to be, for real. No jokes.
That's you saying that. No jokes.
I know. No jokes.
Can you say
what authoritarian?
What you want to be?
I want to be...
Say into the microphone. If I don't get this TV, girls, it's not going to be a good summer.
Sephora worker.
Oh, that's great. Okay, and then Sienna, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A basketball player.
Aww.
Okay. I wrote down she wants to be a basketball NBA player. She wants to be the NBA, not the WNBA.
Did you just write Starbucks worker?
I wrote Starbucks worker. I thought you wanted to be a Starbucks worker.
Well, you spelled worker wrong, first of all.
I got yours right, Sienna. Stop. So now she's crying.
She's crying again. All right, that was
this will make her happy.
All right. Yeah, that was a total of 1 point out of three. You're not doing well.
So
let's go to...
Hold on. We got to play a song, and then we'll get to the second round.
She doesn't even like that. You're doing cucumber rolls. She doesn't like that.
Oh, you're
literally making her kids cry.
I'm not making them cry.
Yeah, you want, I hate you.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Damn. I'm going to play that song?
Hold on.
No, I hate you. Play the song.
We're going to play this song. When we come back, round two, it's going to all turn around, girls. It's going to be a Father's Day miracle. Yes. Nice, Carol.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and in the studio now, I have actual children, and they are here. And it's time for some Father's Day fun. It's on Sunday, and Alley wanted to prove that I didn't know my kids, and she's asked me some questions. Round one didn't go great.
Nope, you got 1 point. Out of three.
And how many points do I need to get to try to win this giant TV?
You know what? I'm going to be really nice to you. Three total points.
Girls, we got to get two points this round.
All you need is two more points,
all right.
Okay, to get this TV.
All right.
Not want the TV.
All as a family need to agree that this TV is something that you want.
We do. Trust me.
I don't want it.
Now, during that break, Klein tried to give his daughter a nice TLC, which was awkward. And I gave you three questions that you've written down the answers to.
So here we go. Now we flip the script now, girls. You have to answer these honestly. We're going to see if you know me at all. Right? Here we go.
Then we don't get a TV. But I don't want the TV.
All right, well.
Girls, if there is something else that you want, we have alternate prizes.
Oh, yeah.
So you do want to do well on this.
You do not want to trade prizes. Do not fall for Allie's scams.
Yes, I do.
It could be a TV or it could be some other things. Just
other things.
Okay.
We'll reveal
what those other options are, but TV's they're going to be things
boring.
That you want. So play this seriously.
TV's not boring. It's the best thing on the planet.
All right. What is something that makes your daddy really, really mad?
I wrote down my answer. So, girls, what do you think is what makes me really the most mad?
If I hit you.
Okay. That does make me mad.
Abuse.
Okay. See, Olivia, what makes me so mad?
If we...
Don't try to be funny. Just answer the question.
There are real prizes here, Olivia.
If we yell and scream when you yell.
Okay. I wrote not when they don't listen. Is that a batch?
That's really rough.
That's a bit of a leap. All right, that one's a throw out. We got two questions left. We got to get these both right.
Yelling, screaming, and hitting were their answers.
Well, once again, they hit me. I don't hit them. Let's just make that very clear for the record. Okay. All right, here we go.
All right. What is your daddy's favorite thing to watch on TV? He obviously loves TV, and he wants to have this big, giant TV in your house. So what is your daddy's favorite thing to watch on television?
I think football. Can't copy me.
You guys can both have the same answer if you want.
No, she can't.
Yeah, yeah, Olivia. Relax.
Okay.
The B movie?
Did she just cuss?
Oh my god, you said those so casually.
Wait, guys, he also likes Minions. Guys, honestly, you gotta stop.
Minions, that's worse than B movie.
The correct answer.
Dad, I wrote sports.
She said sports.
All right. I will give you the point.
He likes to watch princess movies.
Okay. I will give you the point because Olivia said football.
Thank you. Finally. God damn. Excuse me.
Is this what a 15 minutes of in your house is like?
Yes, it's chaos.
This is exhausting.
All right,
and then finally, what is the grossest thing that your daddy does?
All right, answer.
Thank you.
Okay, and Olivia?
So, this is the story. So, okay, I'm in the bathroom. I'll be back in 5 minutes. 3 hours later. I'm in the bathroom for 5 minutes, and he's always taking the bathroom for so long, and he has so much gas in his belly.
I wrote fart.
Okay, okay.
And I was about to say fart after.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept that late answer of fart as well. Guys, you've gotten to 3 points, which means
we've won the TV.
Well, hold on a second. You could take home this TV right now, girls. Or, Johnny, will you bring in a couple of alternate prizes see if the girls would rather go home with
this plate of donuts?
No.
No, do not trade a TV for donuts and Twizzlers, guys. They're already eating it.
Okay, or...
She's throwing it. She's so mad.
You could also, if you want to throw all that out, I'll give you 100 Robux.
Ooh. No, I'm throwing all that out.
Okay. All right, well, now one of my kids is crying. We've officially done our job here.
And another one has just bought herself new screen time.
So let this be a cautionary tale for all of you fathers celebrating Father's Day that bringing your own kids to work is sometimes a very overrated concept. It's K-Rock. Well, the benefit is that my kids traded away this giant TV for a plate of donuts, so you can win one coming up a little bit later this morning with us.
Yeah, and Olivia's already hitting me up for those Robux.
Oh, man, of course.
Really shouldn't have promised that. No, she was like, I'm going to give you my account, and you can transfer them right now. Yeah. I was like, yikes.
A lot of people said that was the greatest infomercial for condoms and birth control they've ever heard in their entire lives.
Yeah, 310 said, I've never been more pro-spank than today.
This is a live version of Klein's Kids Hate Him. Well, it's a version of that, for sure.
Yeah.
Lots to get to this morning on the show still, and that includes you winning all sorts of stuff, like tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. First four-pack coming up in about 15 minutes. And then we will hear from you. Your dad fessions could result in you leaving with a giant TV that I could not win. And that'll all be happening after this quick break, K-Rock. Your dad fessions could score you a giant TCL TV later this morning on K-Rock. And we got a four-pack of tickets for Knott's Berry Farm coming up in about 5 minutes right here on K-Rock. But first, Allie.
Okay.
Has your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So the Labubu craze continues. If you don't know what a Labubu doll is, just Google Labubu, B-U-B-U, and get confused about why people are spending so much money on these things. They're hard-earned money. Not only are people spending up to $1,000 on just one of these things, not only have multiple stores been robbed of their Labubu doll inventory, we are also now seeing human-sized Labubu dolls being created and sold for mass amounts of money. I believe this is the first human-sized Labubu figurine, and it was shown off at an art show that had a corresponding auction in Beijing, and it sold for how much, do you think?
$50.
Oh, no. Human size? It's got to go for more than that. What's it made out of, do you know?
I mean, it looks kind of like ceramic.
Whoa!
You know, like it kind of looks like... something you would make pottery out of?
At least a grand.
How are you going to hang this off your backpack if it's human size? That's the real question.
I think you hang yourself off of it.
Oh, got it.
Are the keychain.
Knowing the way these things are, I've probably got $50,000.
It is mint green, and it's 4.3 feet tall. I guess that is technically human size, more like Vanessa size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Received several bids. And the auctioneer, or the person that won, paid $150,000.
Money well spent. They won't regret that. When this fad moves on in a few weeks and no one ever speaks of these again, they won't
regret
that decision.
Couldn't you just make your own for way cheaper?
I think that's what Walmart's doing. I think they came up with their own line where they're knockoffs, where they look just like them, but they're not them at all, and everyone's buying those
ones.
Yeah,
they should make a Build-A-Bear, like a Build-A-Boo.
I was at a festival over the weekend, and they had so many knockoffs.
Yeah.
It was crazy, the amount of knockoffs that were out there.
And what do they call the knockoffs?
I think one of them was close to Labubu, but I want to say it was Lazuzu.
Oh, man.
But everything about, and my girls were telling me why this is a knockoff and why this one's real. They had real ones there, too. But they're like the kids know what's up.
Yeah, how do they know it's fake?
You don't want to get
your ass kicked. All it is a doll with teeth on it.
It's the teeth. It's how the teeth are proportioned to, I don't know. It was weird how they were explaining it. I really didn't care.
But yeah,
I was like, you're getting a Lazuzu, kid.
Lazuzu Christmas at our house.
Yeah.
All right, aside from protests and curfews, what else is going on in the world? Well, the battle on immigration continues nationwide. There are other battles being fought, like the Southern Baptists, who are trying this year to get rid of gay marriage, sports gambling, pornography, and willful childlessness. So they just had their big convention in Dallas, and they voted their new agenda for this year, and it includes overturning the Supreme Court's decision on gay marriage, so get rid of that. Get rid of sports betting altogether, because that is sinful. And I guess it has gotten pretty insane, because bettors are now harassing athletes a lot more when they don't win. And they also want criminal charges for anybody who gets an abortion, and they want to ban any church that allows female pastors, and of course, the hardest thing to get rid of, pornography. Which,
come on, Jesus!
With the creation of OnlyFans, I think that has put the nail in the coffin there. That is never
Don't they
going
realize
to happen.
That's an uphill battle? They're trying to get rid of some of the greatest things. I mean, the gay marriage thing, fine, get rid of it. Who cares, right? But I mean, the sports gambling and the porn. I mean, this makes people happy. What are they doing?
Because they don't want people to be happy. They want people to be devout. And they want to be serving Jesus, and they want to be helping create life. So anybody who is deciding not to have children and live in sin and live with somebody and not have kids, and they're just going to be a fur parent instead, they're living their life in sin because they're not contributing to humanity.
Sin is awesome.
Yeah. Sin is so great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sin is the best. Where's there a religion that celebrates sin?
Like, please, where's that sign religion? Me up.
Like, all
is that Satanism?
Maybe. But Satanism
Scientology?
Is more evil. I think we'd have to come up with a different one that would just be like called cynicism.
Oh, that's great.
And it would be.
You also already subscribed to that.
I subscribed to that in the traditional definition of the word. But the idea that we would celebrate all of the quote sins, and that would be our like Ten Commandments. I think it's a beautiful religion.
Thou shalt gamble irresponsibly.
Yeah, that's right.
Thou shalt lie with man, woman, whoever, as long as you get laid.
Yeah, covet thy neighbor's wife. Covet away.
And chat with her virtually
while
your wife is in the other room. All right, and because you're not any use to us, if you're dead, here's a PSA for you. Be careful breathing in helium from birthday balloons, because apparently that can kill you, and this is a very sad story.
Funeral services were held today in Mount Carmel, Illinois, for 6-year-old Gunnar Hyatt. His family said he died after breathing in helium from balloons used to celebrate his birthday just days before.
Ugh.
Days before, so it didn't even happen in the moment.
Your lungs fill with helium instead of oxygen, and very quickly you do not get enough oxygen to your brain, which can lead to loss of consciousness and even death if you inhale too much helium.
Lots of people use balloons to make celebrations more festive, and they certainly do bring a smile to your face. But if used incorrectly, they can bring tragedy.
Okay. That would order us to lay off, I think. I didn't realize that helium... who hasn't sucked a helium balloon and made a funny voice before?
I have many times, but I guess it depends on how much of it you inhale. And I guess if you're a little 6-year-old body with tiny lungs, and if you inhale a lot of helium and it replaces the air in your lungs, that I guess that makes sense that it would... create some kind of emergency.
You know what's funny is we had a birthday party for my daughters a couple months back, and we bought one of those disposable helium tanks to fill some balloons. There was some left over, and I was doing the funny voice to my girls, and my wife got so upset. He's like, don't teach them that. Yeah, I'm like, but I'm talking in a funny voice.
Funny voice.
Yeah.
It's hard when you've already taken the helium in and then you try to have a serious conversation about it.
Like, what? What's going on?
All right, I won't do it again. I don't know.
It's balloon time.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll get into a brand new hour of the show next. Caller 20 800-520-1067.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.